Greetings from the Trinity Reformed Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas. This is Pastor Bob Spagnuolo speaking from my home, and to me, this is a privilege and an honor and a great duty to present to you the Bible and very important teachings and doctrines which makes our faith, the Christian faith, very distinct and very unique from all other religions that are practiced across the world. Your beloved pastor, Pastor Onserio, has asked me to bring forth a series of Bible lessons of which I count it again a great honor from your pastor. The format, or the way I will present this, is we're going to make believe that you are sitting in my church here in Topeka, Kansas, and that you are members of my church. And I'm going to teach all of you beloved people there in Kenya as if you were members of my church here, in order to build you up in your most holy faith. I will try to keep these lessons within maybe 45 to 50 minute time period, and I'm assuming that Pastor Onserio will listen to the lessons before he shares them with you, in order for him to understand, and if there's a need for interpretation or explanation, then he will be able to provide that for you. So, I would hope and pray that those of you who are willing to come and sit and allow me the great honor of sharing with you God's Word, I hope and pray that many of you might be able to bring a copy of God's Word to your church meetings. In the church here in Topeka, Kansas, my particular style of teaching and preaching is with Bibles open, and I will make references or ask my congregation to turn to certain passages in order for them to see where I, their pastor, is understanding and getting his information, so that I in turn may give it to my people here in Topeka. And so, if it's possible, I would hope and pray that as many of you that may have a copy of God's Word may bring it to church, and maybe for those who don't have a copy of the Bible, that you will be kind enough to share your Bible with some of your friends and some of your church members, and that you would look on the pages that I will be referring to. Well, let's start first off by turning, if you have your Bibles, to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3. 2 Timothy, chapter 3. 2 Timothy is going to be Paul's last letter to this dear brother named Timothy before Paul would meet his Savior in death. Paul wrote this letter from the city of Rome sometime before 68 AD. And he's about to leave this world and go on to the next. And so he asks Timothy to do something. Look at verses 14. And again, if you do not have Bibles, then I will trust my dear brother, Brother Onserio, to quote or read the verse from his own Bible to the congregation. Paul writes, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So here we see, when it comes to being a Christian and being a member of a good, godly, Christ-honoring, Bible-preaching church, the scriptures, the Old and the New Testament, is key and foundation to all that we teach. If we cannot prove anything that we believe from the scriptures, then there's a serious problem. So, we are going to be looking at the Bible and drawing from the Bible our understanding of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to live as a Christian, and what is a Christian supposed to believe? What is he or she to understand as a Christian? And then to consider how that is going to affect or change our individual lives, whether it be here in America or whether it be there in Kenya, East Africa. So again, this is an introduction, simply reaching out to all of you there in Kenya. Our congregation here in Topeka has counted it an honor and a privilege to support the work that Pastor Umbasa and Pastor Onserio and all the men and women who are working together to feed you the Word of God, to provide shelter and clothing and love to those wonderful children that you all take care of. All the ladies that are in charge of the chicken project, and to Sister Rose, who takes care of the meals for all the children and teaches them their Sunday school lessons. The church here in Topeka is only made up of 8 members, and yet the Lord has allowed us to do much on your behalf. And again, we count that as an honor, as a privilege, and as a sacred duty. So I hope this will inspire all of you there to come and to be patient with me and to be good students of God's Word, to pay attention, and then to talk about these things, discuss these things, and above all, pray about the things that I will share with you. So, once again, this is my introduction, kind of telling you where we're going to go, and I hope and pray that it will be a blessing to all of you there.